Good morning, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thank you. Thank you, Pran Govinda Prabhu, for being the pran of this assembly. Hare Krishna. Hey, that's as low as it gets. We'll sing a song now from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is about the spiritual world. Every one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs is a top hit and also a window into the spiritual world, and this song exalts the beautiful names of Krishna by which he's addressed by his devotees in Vrindavan. So just by remembering these names, singing them from our hearts, then we'll be able to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Tishtan vraje tananuragi jananugami. Jai Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Everyone, please. Gopi Janna Balaba, Jaya Girivardhari. Good morning. Gopi Janna Balaba, Jaya Girivardhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana, Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana, Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Manachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Can't hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go Premanande! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Last chance. Hare Bol.
Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Re Ko Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udhiraye. Today we'll be reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a perpetual reading. We never stop. Every day we read Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Our acharyas say Nityam means always, continuously, 24 hours a day. But they say if you can't do that, and that's not reasonable that everyone would be able to stop everything and just chant 24 hours a day, except for a few people I've noticed around here. And they say that then at least once a day, don't let the trail go cold, but stay in the vibration at least once a day to renew yourself. So Srila Prabhupada instituted the Srimad Bhagavatam class at least once a day in the spirit of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya and also Panchangam Bhakti, in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, out of the 64 items of devotional service, there are five that are particularly potent, even if you don't have faith in them, but you're not offensive. If you keep a little contact with them, then you'll be able to advance handily in devotional service. And one of them happens to be the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're so fortunate that Prabhupada rendered it in such a way that we could read it every day. If you look at the way he set it up with the word for word and translation, and then he gave his purports, which read like spiritual poetry straight out of Goloka Vrindavan, in such a way that we can understand the practicality of devotional service and its deep import in our lives, then we can understand the mercy of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, who rendered today's verse into Sanskrit. He kept the original Sanskrit script and then had it rendered in phonetical form so that we could pronounce it if we didn't want to spend the time to look at the Devanagari and figure it out. And then word for word, which he meticulously went over to make sure that it was accurate, as well as his verses, the verses, translations, and purports. So today we're starting on the Lord of the Heart. This is the Canto 2, Chapter 2, text number 1, Anakshaya Tritiya. Hari Bol. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Evam Uradharanayatma Yoni. Nashtam Smritim Prat Yavarudya Tushtat. Tata Sasarjeda Mamogra Drishtir. Yata payayat prag vyavasaya buddhi yavasaya. Yata payayat prag vyavasaya buddhi. Shishuku vacha. Evam buradharanayatma yonir. Nishtam smritim prat yavarudya tushtat. Tata sasarjeda mamoga drishtir. Yatap yayat prag yavasaya buddhi.
Vacha.
Sri Shuku Vacha.
Evam Puradharanayatma Joni.
Evam Puradharanayatma Joni. Nashtam smritim pratyavarudyatushtar
Tatha sasarjadam amogadristir
Tatha sasarjadam amogadristir
Jatha payatpragdevo devasayavati
Jatha payatpragyavasayavati Evam Puradharanayatma Yonir Nashtam Smritim Pratyavarudyatushta Tatha Sasarjedam Amogadrishtir Yatha Payat Prag Vaishnavis Supervacha. Evam Puradharanayatma Yonir Nashtam Smritim Pratyavarudyatushta Tatha Sasarjedam Amogadrishtir Yatha Payat Pragyavasa Shishuka Uvacha. One more, please, but say Shishuka Uvacha. It's part of the verse.
Shishuka Uvacha.
Unamas. Shishuka Uvacha. Evam Puradharanayatma Yonir. Nashtam smitim pratyavarudyatushta Tatha sasarjedam amogadrishtir Yatha payatpragyavasayavati Shushuka uvacha Shushukadev Goswami said Evam just in the same way Pura, prior to the manifestation of the cosmos, Dharanaya, by such a conception, Atma Yoni, of Ramaji, Nishtam, lost, Smritim, remembrance, Pratyabharudya, by regaining consciousness, Pushta, because of appeasing the Lord. Tata, thereafter, Sasarja, created Idam, this material world. Amogadrishti, one who has attained clear vision. Yata, as Apyayat, created Prak, as formerly. Vyavasaya, ascertained, buddhi, intelligence. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, formerly, prior to the manifestation of the cosmos, Lord Brahma, by meditating on the Virat Rupa, regained his lost consciousness by appeasing the Lord. Thus, he was able to rebuild the creation as it was before. Purport. The example cited herein of Sri Brahmaji is one of forgetfulness. Brahmaji is the incarnation of one of the mundane attributes of the Lord. Being the incarnation of the passion mode of material nature, he is empowered by the Lord to generate the beautiful material manifestation. Yet, due to his being one of the numerous living entities, he is apt to forget the art of his creative energy. This forgetfulness of the living being, beginning from Brahma down to the lowest insignificant ant, is a tendency which can be counteracted by meditation on the Virat Rupa of the Lord. This chance is available in the human form of life. And if a human being follows the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam and begins to meditate upon the Virat Rupa, then revival of his pure consciousness and counteraction of the tendency to forget his eternal relationship with the Lord can follow simultaneously. And as soon as this forgetfulness is removed, the Vyavasaya Buddhi, as mentioned here and in the Bhagavad Gita 2.41, follows at once. This ascertained knowledge of the living being leads to loving service to the Lord, which the living being requires. The kingdom of God is unlimited. Therefore, the number of the assisting hands of the Lord is also unlimited. The Bhagavad Gita 13.14 asserts that the Lord has his hands, legs, eyes, and mouths in every nook and corner of his creation. This means that the expansions of differentiated parts and parcels called jivas, or living entities, are assisting hands of the Lord, and all of them are meant for rendering a particular pattern of service to the Lord. The conditioned soul, even in the position of a Brahma, forgets this by the influence of illusory material energy generated out of false egoism. One can counteract such false egoism by invoking God consciousness. Liberation means getting out of the slumber of forgetfulness and becoming situated in the real loving service of the Lord, as exemplified in the case of Brahma. The service of Brahma is the sample of service in liberation distinguished from the so-called altruistic services full of mistakes and forgetfulness. Liberation is never inaction, but service without human mistakes. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sakangar Tambitam Tam Sijivam Sadvaitam Sabhatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshako Paturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Go Pray Manande Hari Bo, Shishuku Vacha, Evam Pura Dharana Yatma Yonir, Nashtam Smritim Pratyavarudya Tushtat, Tatas Sarjedam Amoga Drishtir, Yatha Pyayat Prag Vyavasaya Bhuti. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, formerly, prior to the manifestation of the cosmos, Lord Brahma, by meditating on the Virat Rupa, regained his lost consciousness by appeasing the Lord. Thus, he was able to rebuild the creation as it was before. And this appeasement of the Lord is the main process of bhakti. We see that the Krishna consciousness movement was started, in essence, by Srila Advaita Acharya in his calling out to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with desperate cries, please come and save the fallen conditioned souls in this world. So if anyone ever wants to restart the Krishna consciousness movement, either in part or in whole, or perhaps even in one's own life, as one might think, how did I get here and sitting in this place with no association and no service and perhaps no discernible taste for chanting Hare Krishna or reading Srimad Bhagavatam? Could happen, right? Someone could be sitting there and think that. And the way to revive that knowledge of Krishna, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chaya Rahai Tukam, is by simply reapproaching him. As we quoted yesterday, Bhayam Dvitiya Binibeshita Syad Ishad Apeta Sevipariyo Smiti. The problem isn't with Krishna, as one might think. He made the creation in a wrong way. It discriminates against me particularly. And everybody else got Krishna consciousness except for me. But as Prabhupada writes in a letter to one of his devotees, Mohanananda, that actually Krishna consciousness is available to everyone in equal quantity, just as the sunshine is available to everybody. But it's just a matter of one's ability to take advantage of it. And the taking advantage of it may seem to start from a very primal or lowly condition. For instance, we think of Gajendra. Gajendra was an elephant. We like to hear about animals in Krishna consciousness, right? Say yes.
Yes.
Otherwise, I can't tell the Gajendra story. Gajendra was an elephant. I'm not going to tell the story, but I'll mention Gajendra because he, in his time of desperation, hadn't really formed a clear conception of who God was, who Krishna was. But he had purva samskar from his previous life when he had practiced chanting the names of the Lord and prayers to the Lord. By the Lord's mercy, in that time of distress, it came into his mind that, well, just the prayer came out. And at first, the devas who heard the vibration noticed that this isn't for us. This is meant for the Supreme. And Krishna heard it. He heard the cries of Gajendra and he came and saved him. At first, we may not have a clear idea of what our relationship is with Krishna. We may have a very foggy idea about Krishna consciousness in general. But if we have a slight inclination to call out to Krishna, then Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayanti te. That just with that inkling that one has within one's heart, if one has that, just a molecule of sincerity that I want to know God, I want to somehow or other connect, or very high conception, I want to do some service, then Krishna comes rushing in to assist us, as he says in the verse I just quoted from Bhagavad Gita 10:10. He's always providing us remembrance of him whenever we want it. Asau gunamayar bhavir bhuta sukshmendriya mibi sva nirmiteshu nirvishto bhunkte bhutishu tad gunan. We hear from Sutta Goswami in the outset of the Srimad Bhagavatam that after the cataclysm, the material world is completely destroyed. So if anybody has any property right now, anybody? It'll be dissolved soon. So don't worry if yours got dissolved early, because everyone's on the list. Because it'll be dissolved. Sao Gurumaya Bhavir, and it goes back into the body of Lord Vishnu. And the living beings stay in a suspended state called Susupti. They're not unconscious, but they're conscious of nothing. And also there's, in any case, asau gunamayar bhavir bhuta sukshmendriya, then when the Lord yasyaika nishvasitakalam tavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagananda vishnur mahansa hi ayasya kala visheshto govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami, he exhales the gigantic Mahavishnu, because we're in his proximity, so we're in the material world, so we have this association, a relationship with Mahavishnu. We go into his existence, absorbed into his body, and then he breathes out, and then we come out also with the entire creation. And then he reminds us of what we wanted in our last life. Sukshma, it's very subtle, but Krishna's always there, and he says, he wanted to work at Home Depot. And so, and he's like, yeah, I want to work at Home Depot. I need some suspenders. And the living being follows his intelligence given to him by Krishna, but it's prompted by the desire of the living entity. So again and again, one living being in the material world forgets about Krishna, and then Krishna reminds us of our relationship, at least he tries to. And therefore, in this verse, we find that Brahmaji was forgetful of how to create the material world. In fact, when one touches the modes of material nature, there's this tendency to have some defect. And the defect here that's being mentioned is forgetfulness. In fact, we find that the four Kumaras, when they were inquiring about how it is that when one comes into this material world, the senses are inextricably connected to their objects. Or at least that was what they came to find out. They wondered why it was so difficult to control the senses, and why it is that a living entity, when he comes out of the womb, becomes again and again captured by the material nature. And they asked Brahmaji. But because Brahmaji had just finished doing a creation, he was tinged with the modes of passion, and therefore he couldn't instruct them properly. And therefore, to answer their question, Hamsavatara appeared, a swan incarnation of the Lord. And he explained to the Kumaras that the living being who comes out into the material world has a relationship, or at least all our senses have a relationship with their objects in the world. Is this too philosophical? It's okay? Okay, then there's a way that every sense has its counterpart in the material world. So there's a connection that we have automatically with the material world, he said. And therefore, he recommended that one needn't pull the mind away from the material sense objects, but he said one should pull oneself away from one's mind. Should become detached from the mind altogether, objectify it, and see that it's also part of the material world. So Brahma, being a part of the material world, an incarnation of the mode of passion, again and again, even as he's ready to perform his duty, needs to renew the knowledge of how to do his duty. And to do that, the main thrust of this purport is to remember Krishna in whatever way one can. Going back, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Yashuvairagyam Jnanam Charyara Haitukam. If you remember Krishna, if you worship Krishna, if you do any direct devotional service to Krishna, then naturally there's the concomitant result that you'll get knowledge. Knowledge means that you are aware, I'm not my body. Kshetrajnam chapimam viti sarva kshetrishu bharata kshetra kshetra dayo jnanam yatach jnanam matambama. Krishna says, this is what I declare to be knowledge, is that you have a clear awareness that you're in a field and that you're the resident of that field. And furthermore, that there's an overseer within the field, the super soul. And then vairagya means that you have a natural disinclination to grab onto the sense objects in the material world. So the plight, P-L-I-G-H-T, of the living entity in the material world is to become overwhelmed the second he or she comes out of the womb and become absorbed again, the senses attached to their objects, the living entity attached to the mind and thinking that I am the body, and forgets again and again. Therefore, we hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the pen of Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, jeev jago, gora chandra bole. Lord Chaitanya is calling out, don't wake up from this forgetfulness. And he says that you've forgotten that you made a promise when you were in the womb. Do you all remember when you were in the womb?
No.
Raise your hand if you do. The Bhagavatam reminds us, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking to his mother, remembered this pastime, that the living entity within the womb remembers many, many lifetimes that I've been in this position. And then, if he's fortunate, he then comes to this full consciousness and prays, please, don't let me become reabsorbed into the material nature and forget about my relationship with you. Better I stay here. Like Haridas Thakur told the prisoners, when Haridas Thakur got thrown into jail, a lot of devotees get thrown into jail. And then he met these other people in jail, and they were so ecstatic to have association with the sadhu. So they said, please give us a benediction. He said, stay as you are. And they thought, what kind of benediction is that? We're in jail. He said, no, stay as you are. Remember that you're actually not dependent on the external circumstances of life. Stay in Krishna consciousness. Stay in the remembrance of Krishna. And the living being has its awareness. I'm better off here in the womb remembering Krishna. As soon as I come out, I'll be captured again. So this is a very dangerous situation for the living entity to come out of the womb into the material world and then forget again and again about Krishna. So, apetasya viparyosmi tanmaya tam buddha abhijit tam bhaktyaika yesham guru devatatma. Continuation of the verse that I mentioned, bhayam syat. That the solution is then to turn towards Krishna and remember him directly. Now, these a few verses, and in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva, this is the last point I'll make, then we can have a conversation. He, Shukadeva Goswami, begins by saying that you should remember the Lord by seeing the Virat Rupa and recalling that, yeah, this is miraculous. In fact, the very word cosmos, which is used in the translation today, cosmos means that it's organized. There's a obvious organization to the universe. And in fact, as we all know, in the Bible, there's this admonition that in the beginning there was the Word and the Word was God. This is a primary concept called logos, that there's order in the universe and there's an order supplier and there's someone who's intelligent, who's behind the design, and therefore from logos we have all the ology words. Can anybody name any of them? Biology.
Psychology.
Astrology. Yes?
Anthropology.
Cosmology.
Sociology.
Theology. So the ologies come from this concept that the material world is ordered. There's a plan behind it all. Otherwise, there's no reason to study it at all. Because if it's random, there's really nothing to study. There's no way to discern anything meaningful from a random universe. It's all ordered. So what? So, the way to have a purposeful human life is simply to turn towards Krishna. Some can begin with remembering that the Lord is the universe. That's being discussed here. Jnana yajnena chapyante yajanto mamupasite ekatvena pratakvena bahuta vishvato mukham. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that although there are some who remember Krishna directly, satatam kirtayantomam yatam tashchatur davrta namashantashtamam bhakta nitya yukta upasate. They're always remembering Krishna directly. But besides these, jnana yagnina chapyanye yachanto mamupasate ekatvena pritakvena bahuta vishudhomukam. There's three other kinds of people who have a conception of God. Some worship themselves. I don't know how you do that. Get some incense, a little artik tray, and try to worship yourself. They say they worship themselves as God. I am God, because they have a category problem that they don't know the difference between one tattva or category and the other. There's the origin, and then there's the part. There's the whole and the part. And Prabhupada says that all forms of incompleteness are due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. So some think I am God. Other people worship a part of Krishna's creation, like some kind of demigod or a powerful person, to a politician even. And then some worship the universe. Like, if you've ever heard anybody say, yeah, the universe gave me a new Toyota. Yeah, I'm just going to pray to the universe. This is an idea of the universe is God. It's supplying everything. But when one gets more refined information of the complete whole, one's able to come into a focus and see that actually there's an origin, and then there's actually the origin is has aesthetics, aesthetic beauty, and there's music, there's rhythm. Everything's coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's all beautiful. And then, last verse, yet para pankacha palasa vilasya bhakta karmashrayam gratitam ugra tayanti santa tadvanda rikta matayo yatayo pirudha shoto ganas tamaranam bhavilasudema. Then one becomes a devotee and worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and depends on him for everything and only thinks of him and sees everything in relationship to him. And then one begins to enjoy the beauty of the Supreme Lord. As mentioned in this verse, the tips of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord are beautiful, and his pastimes are attractive, all attractive. And if one is rikta matayo, if one's mind is empty and doesn't have this conception, then karmashrayam gratitam utkartan to santa. Tadvanda rikta matayo yatayo shroto ganas tamaranam bhajavasade. Then they'll be washed away by the waves of material nature, forget again, have to go back into the material nature. So the solution is to remember Krishna. Could have just said that in the beginning. Om Tat Sat. Now we'll take some reflection. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind association. Hare Krishna.
And just a humble request that before you leave, you let us know when you will return so that we don't have to wait so long to the next time. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Aside from that, one point that really struck me that I really appreciated when you were talking about, when you were summarizing the discussion between Hamsa Avatar and the four Kumaras, and they were asking, how is it that the senses are so inextricably associated with the objects in the material world? And Hamsa Avatar gave the advice that better not try to disassociate from the sense objects, but disassociate the mind as the enjoyer, how do you say it? You know, the mind from the attachment. Our attachment to our mind, thinking that our mind is reality. And I was just hearing in one of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajans, in the end of the very end of the book, that we have to give up all the hallucinations of the mind. Because all of them, it's just a hallucination, whatever we're thinking. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you very much for remembering that point. Just a little something about that. We don't also mechanically detach from the mind as yogis might do, but as Krishna, and you mentioned the world as some sort, as a sort of phantasmagoria, and Krishna, in the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, mentions that the material world that we're looking at now is a reflection of the spiritual world. Nonetheless, we become connected to it and lost in it. Na rupam asyeha tatopa labhyate nanto na chadir na chasam pratishta ashvatamenam suvarudamulam asanga shastrena dritena chitva tatap padam tat parimargitam ya yasmin katana nirvartanti buya tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yatak praviti prashrita purani. So he says that you're in this huge banyan tree, which is a reflected image onto the three modes of material nature of the spiritual world, and you don't know its form because you can't get context enough. And you also don't know where you are. At least I don't know where I am most of the time. And I know I'm in Alachua. But in the cosmos, we have no idea where we are, and then we become lost and entangled in it. So he says that one should cut off this attachment. And the practical way of cutting off the attachment is to transfer our attention to Krishna. Because he says after cutting off the attachment to the material world, it's more of a transference. Yata kritam tat parimargitavyam. Parimargitavyam means then we go on a journey. We set off to find the origin of everything, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's where we're going. Yes. Please.
Yes, thank you, Bro. I was wondering when you were speaking about the living entity in the womb, the consciousness that I'll never do this again, praying to Krishna. That's a very high principle. We're all striving for that. And here's this living entity in the form of a fetus or a baby coming to that conclusion. And then, just by traveling down the birth canal out, suddenly captured again by the three modes. So what is that energy or whatever it is that creates that huge change of consciousness in that living entity? I know Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that everyone is saying, oh, look at this beautiful baby, you're here, and attention goes on the baby. But just if you could elaborate a little bit on that process from consciousness in the womb, so suddenly that change.
The illusion is an accommodation to my desire. Sometimes people say, well, why can't I just remember all my past lives? Well, what if you did? You'd be neurotic if you could remember even one life. In fact, some children do. It's documented. University of Virginia has a department specifically funded to study children who remember even one past life at a certain age. Oftentimes the memory of it diminishes over time, but when they remember it, it becomes a very difficult situation. Imagine the parents and the child, and we don't have to imagine, there's documented evidence, even videos of this. Videos? They're digital renderings. And you can see the child's is a bit torn. He's saying, oh, my other parents. And the parents are saying, no, I'm your parents. He's like, there's somebody else. What to speak if we remembered everything? What the gender confusion would be from various, iterations of bodies that we've had at various times and so forth. And so Krishna is very kind to help us forget. Sarvasya chaham hrdi sani visham mattak smritir ganam abhucham. It's a kind of way in which Krishna is fulfilling my desire, because I feel that, I want to really enjoy. Don't give me half-baked enjoyment. I want to really go deep into ignorance, is the prayer of the living entity. And therefore there's accommodating modes of entertainment, and reading, and hearing, and music, and so forth, that allow one to that luxury of forgetting altogether. So the coverings that Brahma is deputed to put upon the material world as a facility for forgetting are there for the convenience of the living being who wants to forget. Fortunately, Krishna wants us to remember. As Prabhupada mentions in the purport to 1.2.17, the verse, as you know, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, in the purport, he says that Krishna wants us to come back to Godhead more than we can desire ourselves, which is nice, right? And so if we have, as I said in the beginning, even a molecule of sincerity, we should find a little bottle somewhere and try to isolate that and preserve it and then pray to Krishna, please let me remember. So that's the essence, and of course we may succumb. So one of the ways in which Prabhupada describes the a remedy for that is in the 10th canto, first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which he describes how Devaki is acutely afraid of Kamsa coming to kill Krishna. And there, in his purports, Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he says that devotees should be afraid of the material existence. This fear that's pervasive, you can feel it when you read the Bhagavatam, right? In the 10th canto, especially when Krishna's being born, there's this all-pervading fear that his devotees have that he'll be discovered. His name-giving ceremonies in a cow shed, they don't want to let anybody know, and there's demons coming and so forth. So Devaki, with her motherly affection, is constantly afraid that Krishna is going to be apprehended by Kamsa and taken away and killed. And in a similar way, Prabhupada says, we should also always be afraid of material existence. In fact, I heard, we can ask Pushkar to Prabhu to verify, Prabhupada once said that a problem with my disciples is they're not afraid of Maya enough. So Prabhupada says this fear of material existence, it burns up the ropes that bind us to the material world, so we should also be afraid. Even Prahlad Maharaj mentions in his prayers to Lord Nrsingadeva in the 7th canto, 9th chapter, that I'm not afraid of you. Everyone else is afraid of Nrsingadeva because he's roaring, even the elephants are running away. But, he said, what I'm afraid of is Vishnu Maya. So, very practically, we can develop a fear. Don't fall in, succumb to this idea. It's like, oh, it's no big deal. I can mingle. Don't mingle. Anybody know what mingling is? Can somebody look it up, please? Yeah, we need an etymological. Somebody, quick. You got to look at a dictionary somewhere and look it up. Mingle? Mingle kind of means, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but it sounds like you're sort of, you know, hanging around. Dabble, don't dabble also. No dabbling, no mingling. Bumper sticker. Don't mingle with Maya, don't dabble in Maya also. It's just a little bit. But you could get caught in that machine. It says, Nishpijamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Prahlad Maharaj says that I'm afraid if I put my, you know, little toe in there, it's going to get caught, and then I'm going to be dragged down again. Prahlad Maharaj is thinking like that. So great devotees, they're afraid of Maya. So it's okay. Don't worry if somebody laughs at you and says, ha ha ha, you're such a, you know, Mangalarti going, 16 round chanting, you're so serious devotee. Don't worry about that. Because this is serious. Parma, one day when we were in Govardhan together, remember Parma? We were in Govardhan, and Tushta Krishna Prabhu was there, and you guys were reading the light of the Bhagavat. He's going along with it. We were staying together at Govardhan during Kartik, and I came back from somewhere, and we were staying on the roof of the Bhaktivedanta ashram, and I came back, and they were like two scientists sitting over on the side, and they said, I think we found something, we found something. And they had this verse from the light of the Bhagavat, and it was talking about how the devotional service, whatever we do, is potent, and it'll come to us in due course of time. And it will, even if we change our mind, it'll drag us by force. It's like in that example is being compared to pregnancy. once, because in the autumn season, it's mating season, and once the female's pregnant, it's going to give birth. So in that section, Prabhupada says, however, we should not treat going back to Godhead as a plaything. It's not a trivial matter. It's very, very serious. So if we can come to that mode of seriousness, of being actually afraid of Maya and thinking, I'm not liberated. I cannot afford to dabble. I cannot mingle. I can't take the chance. Because what an embarrassment to have the full opportunity and then be apprehended once again. Just missed it by that much. Don't you hate that when that happens? You were that close and then you missed it. So the devotee who wants to go back to Godhead should just lean into it as hard as possible to become absorbed. Yes, Prabhu, from the door. 2 minutes left.
No pressure.
I'm sorry. We gave him the mic and then I'll pass it to you, Javi.
I had a quick question for... So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that from me comes remembrance and forgetfulness. So he created the material world so we could come and enjoy and fulfill that desire, but if he wants us to come back, why doesn't he just allow all of us to remember?
Because we're not dead stones. He offers us our free will. You know, the other day, I told the story, I'll tell it again really quickly, but I was out in front of some kind of a store, I can't even ascertain what it was, but I met this really nice young man, and I showed him a Bhagavad Gita, and then I explained it to him, and I told him that we would accept a donation so that he would get some benefit enough to read the book. And so he thought that was a good idea, only he didn't have any money, so then I said, then you go ask your friends inside the store and then come back with the donation. So I let him go with the book. Not that that's a huge deal, but he went in the store, and now he had his own free will to decide whether to come back or not. Do you think he came back? You already know I told the story the other day. He came back. And so there was a moment in there where he could have been thinking, maybe I won't come back. It's a lot of trouble. Maybe I'll just stay here. But we're conscious. We're actually the same quality as Krishna. Living entities are smart. We know stuff. We have a conscience. And that's a double-edged sword. For those who want to be in ignorance, that's a real pain. And you have to kind of kill that consciousness and say, I'm not responsible. Must be somebody else's fault. Must be God. It's the fallacy of the living entity in the material world. It's a fallacious psychological condition to think that it's somebody else's fault. Any self-help guru in the planet will tell you this anyway. But the Bhagavatam spells it out really clearly. And so we're living entities, we're conscious. Krishna gives us full opportunity. Full opportunity, 8,400,000 species of life. Do you have Six Flags here, or is it just Disneyland? Just Disneyland? Disney World. See, that's what Krishna gives, a Disney World. So 8 million, count them, 8,400,000 species of life. That's the number of rides you get to go on. And then, like, after that, like, mommy, that wasn't enough. No, that was enough. 8,400,000 rides. You're good, Junior. You just get in the car. So... We're given full facility. Krishna doesn't want to, he doesn't want anybody coming back for their money later and saying, like, you really didn't give me a chance, you know. He said, no, I gave you complete ignorance. You wanted it. I gave you 8,400,000 species of life. You enjoyed having a little bird brain for a while, flying south for the winter, and all these other things. So, he wants us to come to the point. Bahunam jamanamante gyanavam mam prapatyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. This point at which we decide for ourselves that we're going to stand on our own 2 feet and we're going to declare it to the world. We're going to hold a festival that I quit the material world. I'm signing there's a little paper you sign. They give you the paper and you say, I'm out. I'm out of here. And I'm joining Krishna, and that's it. That's all there is to it. And even if you can't immediately do it, you signed it already, and you... Do you know, when somebody is deciding their will, they make them sign a paper. Say, I am of sound consciousness. Parma, help me out here. I am at sound... What is it?
Sound mind.
I'm in sound mind. And whatever else it is, to say that, you know, I know what I'm doing, right? And then later on, if they get dementia or they change their mind, whatever, everyone can say, no, no, when they were in sound mind, they decided this. And the judge, hopefully it's Barma, will look at it and say, no, no, this is bona fide. They said, they already said it in sound mind. So you can sign up for that, and you can then declare it to the world that I'm going to surrender to Krishna, no matter what anybody else says. Prabhu, you want to make the last point? Go ahead. Yeah, definition of mingle. This is a good way to end.
Well, the definition of Webster is to bring or mix together.
To bring or mix together. No mixing. So the way not to mix, the last thing I'll say, the way to not mix, Prabhupada tells this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Prabhupada's genius. Talk about practical. A devotee sees the whole material universe, the whole Virat Rupa, as paraphernalia to use in Krishna's service. Please repeat after me. The whole universe,
the whole universe
is paraphernalia
to be used in Krishna's service.
Problem solved. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo. Hari Bo. Hari Bo. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo. Hari Bo. Hari Bo. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo. Vancha Kalpali Vishta Kripa Sindhabe Vichapatitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nantakuti Vaishnavinikijai.